In early 1961, a B-52 crashed in a farm field about 12 miles north of Goldsboro, North Carolina. The tragic accident not only cost the lives of several crew members, but resulted in a recovery effort that is still talked about today. We go to that farmer's field on this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Scammers often try to dupe veterans to steal the VA benefits they've earned. Scammers may try to obtain sensitive information or collect payments over the phone, offer to move assets in order to qualify for pension, insist benefits may be sent directly to a friend or caregiver, or promise to manage benefits or file a claim for you. VA will never charge you for processing a claim, and only VA can determine eligibility. To report suspicious activity, visit va.gov/OIG/hotline.
Brent Tindall's family farmed the ground around their homestead for decades, but an event in January of 1961 will forever be a part of their history.
I will never forget my grandmother saying she thought it was the end of the world because it looked like the world was on fire out here.
A plane from nearby Seymour Johnson Air Force Base in Goldsboro, North Carolina, had crashed in the field they rented just a few hundred yards from his grandparents' home.
They said within 10 minutes, this place was covered with military people, helicopters, everything was here.
A quick response to a plane crash was to be expected, but what was unexpected was what was on board that plane.
Supposed to have been two hydrogen bombs. One went down with the plane, my understanding. The other one was in a parachute hanging in a tree back over here about a tenth of a mile or so from here.
At the time, the military hadn't disclosed what was on board the B-52 that went down here near Faro, North Carolina. We now know the plane was carrying two thermonuclear bombs, which broke free from the plane just before the crash. One bomb landed safely with a parachute. The other had buried itself in the Tindall's farm field. Soon, the military began to close off the area.
My daddy couldn't hardly get here to pick his daddy up and his mama. He had to get clearance in here, and they finally let him in to get him and carry him out that night.
But the military presence was here for much longer than just a few days.
Soldiers out here, my granddaddy said, for I think 6 or 7 months, actually walking guard duty on the front porch of the house, staying out of the snow at night.
The military was digging a giant hole in the farm that Brent's family rented. They weren't saying what they were looking for, but we now know they were searching for the uranium and plutonium core of the bomb, which was sinking deeper into the North Carolina mud. The story continues next time as we travel the countryside near Faro, North Carolina. I'm Andrew McCrae.